which comes from the Gospel according to Luke, reading in the 6th chapter. And this is in Luke, the Sermon on the Plain. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. And woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. Please join your hearts with mine for a moment of prayer. O Lord God, we thank you for this day that you have called us together that we might worship you. And we thank you especially for the opportunity to hear your word and for your word to be proclaimed. And I ask, O Lord, that you be present in the thoughts of our minds, in the meditation of our hearts, but especially, O Lord, that you would be present in the words of my mouth, that they would be acceptable to you and continue to bring glory to your holy name. You, O Lord, who are our rock and our redeemer, our savior and our friend. Amen. November 1st of this week was the day that is All Saints' Day, but the church celebrates that on the Sunday closest to the 1st of November. So today is our opportunity to remember the saints. It's tradition that we remember those church members who have gone before us in the year that's passed, but we also remember other loved ones who have left us to go be a part of that great cloud of witness that watches over us and continues to guide us. All Saints Sunday can be a day of grief revisited, but it's also a day of gratitude, of comfort, and encouragement. We receive strength from the memory of those who have gone before us, and those persons who have been a part of our lives have influenced and shaped us. We've inherited from them so many things. Henry Nouwen, in his book, A Living Remembrance, says this: "To remember is not simply to look back at past events. More importantly, it is to bring these events into the present and celebrate them here and now. Not merely to remember persons from the past, but have their memory be alive so that we celebrate that memory and influence today in the present. This morning on All Saints Day, we remember those saints living and dead who have shaped us. It's our opportunity to expand our concept of saints and inheritance. For saints, for Paul, with a small s, meant all those who follow Christ, not just those who have gone before us, but saints in our midst, those in our midst who follow the will and the way of Christ. And those, too, are a part of the people who have influenced us and made us who we are. So saints are holy ones, chosen by God, those who desire to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. They're young and they're old. They're living and they're departed. They've all have one thing in common. They have responded faithfully to God's call. Dead and living together as one, one in Christ. That's the inheritance that Paul was talking about. It's not just an inheritance that we receive from those who have gone before. It's an inheritance that makes us one in Christ, because we are all brothers and sisters of Christ. We are already one in Christ, and because of that, we have inherited the blessings, we have inherited the promise, and so we are called to live in that hope. Today truly gives us an opportunity to broaden our understanding of saint, and to think about how we've been shaped, what's influenced us, who are the persons, who are the individuals in our congregation, in our community, in our families, who have made us who we are today? What have we inherited that has shaped us as followers of Christ? The scripture that Shirley read for us this morning from Paul is, part of that is Paul's prayer of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for those who have been faithful. Faithful in the Ephesian, in the church in Ephesus, and faithful throughout his ministry. Those who have chosen to follow the way of Christ. And he says that with the eyes of their hearts wide opened, they're able to receive that inheritance. They're able to have that hope. They're able to recognize the blessings that they have in Christ. And one of those blessings is unity, one in Christ. Another one, of course, is the promise of resurrection. Looking to those who have gone before, who have already been raised, gives us the hope that we too will be resurrected. Paul calls us to stay trustworthy, to be steadfast, to hang on to that hope, to know that one day that promise will be true for all of us as well. Paul prays that we would have wisdom and hope to believe all this, and that seeing with the eyes of our hearts, not the eyes that just see the material world, that we would live like the saints who were called to be shaped by the inheritance they received, and the inheritance through the generations that we too have received. Traditionally on this Sunday, either the words from Matthew's Sermon on the Mount or Luke's Sermon on the Plain are read. There are Beatitudes, there are blessings. And the Beatitudes that Jesus shares, those blessings, really turn our concept of who's blessed upside down. In the Sermon on the Mount, we hear that those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who are grieving, those who are excluded, will discover in reality that they are the ones that are blessed. Now, in Jesus' world, they were not the ones, those on the margin, that were considered blessed. It was those who were rich, who were full, who were happy, who were well thought of, who believed that they were righteous, that they were the only ones blessed. But if you know anything about Jesus' ministry, he lived out his call on the margins. He lived out his call speaking to those who were without. He spent a lot of time convicting those who believed that they were righteous, and he challenged the status quo. He wanted the people to understand that being blessed by God was different than what the eyes of humans saw as blessedness. In order to see the people on the margin as those who were blessed in the kingdom of God, meant to look at those individuals with the eyes of the heart, to see them as God saw them, to see them as saints, as those who followed God. Now, none of us would choose to be poor, hungry, grieving, or excluded in order to receive God's blessings. And that's really not what the Beatitudes are about. The Beatitudes are a reminder that those who are full, those who are rich, those who are happy, those who are well thought of, are often the ones who see themselves as self-sufficient. And the more self-sufficient those individuals might become, the less there's a sense that they need God. Less of a sense that they need God. Elizabeth Johnson in Feasting on the Word says this: "A secure financial future, a full stomach, a light heart, and a good reputation are mixed blessings at best because they are temporary. Not only are they unreliable marks of the good life, they are also deceptive. Rather than being evidence of God's favor, prosperity can actually endanger one's relationship with God. To be blessed is to have a relationship with God. Self-sufficiency can separate us from God, because when we can take perfectly good care of ourselves, it is altogether too easy for us not to trust God. When we are so self-sufficient that we don't need God, we truly miss how much God longs to bless us." Jesus, who, as I said, lived out his call with those on the margin, wanted them to know that they too were loved by God. They too inherited the blessing. They too could inherit the promise of eternal life. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, puts it this way. The community of the saints is not a community of flawless people needing no repentance, but a people who truly live under the forgiving mercy of God. Jesus wanted the world to see the reign of God, the community of the saints, as different than how the world would define those who were blessed. And so he included those who the world excluded as those who would receive the inheritance, the blessed inheritance of God. We today are a part of that great community of saints, flawed as we might be, needing forgiveness, seeking wisdom and guidance. We are that community of saints who have been shaped by those who have gone before us. We, as individuals and as a congregation and as a community, are shaped by more than our own experiences. We are also shaped by all that we have inherited. We have inherited from that great cloud of witnesses that has gone before. And we also have learned and been influenced by the saints in our midst. I'd like you for a moment to close your eyes. Don't fall asleep. Close your eyes and to think about someone who has shaped your life. Someone who you might be reluctant to name as a saint, but someone either who has gone before or someone in your life now. Think of that person. And then think for a moment about how that person has influenced you. What have you received from them? How have they helped to shape your life? And now take a moment to offer a prayer of thanksgiving. A prayer of thanksgiving, just as Paul did in remembering the saints, to say a thank you to God for that person, for their life, for their influence, and for their place in your living and in your community. Amen. You may open your eyes. And this morning we thank God for all the saints. For those who have gone before, those who share our lives still today. And also, we thank God for the hope of those yet to come who will also share in this blessed inheritance. Lesbia Scott, in 1929, wrote and had produced a hymn that is more well known in the Episcopal Church than in our church. And actually, these are songs that she would sing to her children. And then they became part of a book, Everyday Hymns for Little Children. And this was her hymn for Saints Day. I sing a song of the saints of God. And just listen to the last verse. They live not only in ages past. There are hundreds of thousands still. The world is bright with the joyous saints who love to do Christ's will. You can meet them in school, on the street, in the store, in church, by the sea, in the house next door. They are saints of God, whether rich or poor, and I mean to be one too. I mean to be one too. May it be so for all of you. Amen. And let us pray. O Lord God, as we come together this day, we come mindful of those who continue to mourn. We remember on this All Saints Sunday those who have lost loved ones in recent days and throughout this year. And we pray, O Lord, that you would continue to surround them with your spirit, that you would provide them your comfort, and that you would bring to them the peace that is beyond anything we might offer or even begin to understand. We pray, O Lord, that you would be with all those this day who mourn. As we gather here, O Lord, too, we are mindful of those who seek your presence as our great physician. We pray that you would be with those church members who have just undergone surgery and who are now home recovering. We pray, O Lord, for those who are facing surgery in recent days. We ask, O Lord, your healing presence with all those undergoing treatments and therapies. And we just ask, O Lord, that you would hold tight in your healing embrace the many whom we name in our hearts who need to know your gift of healing. Lord God, this day we pray as well for the caregivers and family members, and we ask that you would strengthen them on this journey, that you would be with them as they minister to their loved ones. O Lord God, this day we pray as well for this community and for our nation. We pray, O Lord, for all those who will be going to cast their ballots this Tuesday. We pray, O Lord, your wisdom and your peace. We pray, O Lord, that all will go well. And we just ask, O Lord, that you would be present in this process. And we pray, O Lord, regardless of the outcome, that you would see us as one people. We ask, O Lord, that you would keep all persons safe this week, and that there would be no reason for anything to go amiss. O Lord God, we pray for your world. We pray for your world and all the difficult places that there are around the globe. We ask, O Lord, that you would help us by any means possible to help those who are in need. We pray, O Lord, for those who are hungry, for those who need shelter, for those, O Lord, who need protection. We pray for those who are without homes and security. We pray for those even in our area, O Lord, who need the gift of your hope after the recent flooding. And we just ask, O Lord, that you would help us to keep in our minds those persons that would need the most help from us, that we truly might not only offer our best through our prayers, but that we would offer our best through our gifts and through our hands and our feet. Help us, O Lord, to show others your love and your grace. We ask all this day in your Son's name. Amen.